Good morning, students. Myself, Dr. Dharmendra Mehta, again engaging another radio session on the topic understanding the emerging trends in international retail business. Today's audio session is going to be beneficial for our MBA students as well as MCOM students and other UG professional program students of our university. Dear students, as you know, myself, Dr. Dharmendra Mehta, taking different sessions in our ongoing audio series, that year 2019 is considered one of the hardest years in the retail world with a living memory for the retail sector, wherein we have witnessed slowing consumer demand. In fact, it was as slow that massive number of stores closure, according to reports of the retail industry, over 9,000 stores in the US alone, and profit warnings from multiple retail businesses had to see closures. Despite these kind of bad conditions, the world's biggest retailers remain some of the highest turnover companies in the world. And a report taken by the Institute for Real Growth, IRG, highlighted that the top 50 retailers in world companies needed to turn over in excess of $24 billion. And that is why the US was the most recognized nation in their list, with 17 of the companies being based there. And the top 10 retailers, as per their turnover globally, were also identified. And to add to your knowledge, Walmart US with $517 billion in the global revenue was considered still over double the size of Amazon, despite Amazon enjoying a significantly higher market capitalization. US focused Walmart continued to expand internationally, and 23% of their revenue now coming from outside the US, 4% higher than the Amazon. Amazon US was again the top online retailer globally with $213 billion in terms of their revenues. Their higher market capitalization of the business came out to its 5-year growth rate of 22% compared to just 1% for Walmart, and $10 billion in profits for the past financial year. Third company was Costco, COSTCO, Costco US. This retail saw $144 billion in sales, and their revenue was driven from just 788 sites, showing the big store model which can certainly drive high volume to their kitty. Another company was from Germany. Its name was Schwarz, S-C-H-W-A-R-Z. The German company, the highest non-US entity on the top 10 list, saw revenues of $130 billion with 63% of revenue coming outside of Germany for the group, owning the supermarket chain and other retail assets. Another company was Kroger, K-R-O-G-E-R, Kroger US. With no international presence, Kroger still generated $124 billion in revenues from just 3,037 stores in US alone. Another company, Walgreens Boots Alliances, US based, the largest pharmacy company in the world, generated $114 billion in revenue, with 13% of sales coming from international businesses, most notably the high street pharmacy Boots in the UK. Home Depot, US based, the only home improvement company in the top 10, is Home Depot with sales of $108 billion, and after the Home Depot was the ALDI from Germany. 70% of their sales occurred outside of Germany. How popular German chain has become across the Europe with 11,922 stores estimating to generate sales of $109 billion. Carrefour, CARREFOUR. Carrefour, France, Europe's biggest supermarket chain by volume of number of stores. The French giant almost coming under increasingly pressure across key markets from this German Schwarz and Aldi, and its sales was almost $101 billion. The 10th company was JD.com, China. With sales of $94 billion, JD.com was twice the size of its more famous, certainly in Western countries, competitor Alibaba. So this has also seen the company investing heavily in other technology products. So even some other names are also important, including Apple at 21st place with revenue of $51 billion, IKEA in 22nd place, IKEA, IKEA in 22nd place with sales of $53 billion, Alibaba at 25th place, ALIBABA, it was standing at 25th place with sales of $49 billion, but its growth rate was 44% in the past 5 years, is more than double that of Amazon. So when we say that the competition was very tough, and all across the world we were witnessing that the it was year of transition, but there was stability in the positioning of the top five retailers, and of course few notable bankruptcies also took place. But my dear students, for retailers, especially managing in the world retail business, they have to understand how consumers' expectations are evolving, which have never been more important, especially with the convergence of supply chain. Most important thing for you to understand is the convergence of supply chain, infusion of digital technologies, and other innovations taking place. But uncertainty is the name of the game. You know, as we are facing the pandemic world over, uncertainty is the name of the game. That is why, with a possible recession and ongoing pandemic environment, potential fallout from tariff tensions looming large, retailers need to have a very wide strategic plan, which can handle adjustments when and as needed. Because the overall economy is now losing. Overall world economy is losing its shine. So it is going to present retailers a big an opportunity to review how they can ride out this kind of downturn world over. So retailers have to focus on four factors world over. Number one, they have to build a war chest to invest in future growth. They have to look outside their box. They have to look beyond boxes and embrace technology and automation for better leverage growth and connectivity world over, and determine how they approach to customers in navigating uncertainty. Because the biggest trend which we are witnessing right now is that convenience becoming a buzzword. My dear students, we all are facing this kind of pandemic conditions. So the convenience, irrespective of your groceries, irrespective of your pharmacies, irrespective of your medical store, irrespective of your vegetables, irrespective of your fruit days, everywhere you need convenience. So given the rapid pace of technological advances and social transformation, consumer expectations are growing global. And industrial divides are also shrinking. So retailers have to make a difficult choice how they offer and how they make sense in terms of their profitability. And convenience can range from save my time, because save my time is meeting all needs at one place. What many people are looking for is something which is going to simplify their lives. So people want to outsource the work of getting products. So instead of act of purchasing, now we are not involved in purchasing, but we want act of using. See, act of purchasing is now not important. Act of using is now more important, and that is the very important word in the world of retailing. Now, retail industry has to prepare itself, because the consumer spending outlook for you, the data is very important. It is expected that retail consumer spending growth is to slow to 2.2% in 2020 from 2.5% in 2019. So consumers also face certain key challenges. How the labor market will respond? Strong wage growth is not possible given the conditions of pandemic, and the tax cuts and the disposable income going low and slow, and escalation of trade tensions due to China and US tension, and decline in growth rates and employment rates. So retailers have to be more judicious in handling investment and flexible with their future plans, because now a lot of things are going to be seen which are unforeseen scenario. That is why retailers have to prepare for the worst. I am telling my dear students, that is very important word I am speaking. Sentence is very important. Retailers world over have to prepare for unexpected areas, new opportunities, but same time they have to also prepare for the worst. Restaurant business off, hotel industry off right now, presently. So they have to see how retailers focus their strategies. Convenience has to be enabled through the entire organization. Another very important point is that marketing is going to be a big differentiator, because no longer market products and price alone are going to help, because world over today's retailers are challenged to balance consumer convenience with in-store needs. But they have to see, consumers are also now understanding data, use data but sensibly, understand retail trends around localized fulfillment, and also see data privacy becoming very important. So embrace consumers' willingness to pay for premium for custom or convenient options, and utilize transparent pricing strategies. They have to now adopt transparent pricing strategies. Connectivity. You know, in my classes before quarantine period, I was sharing with you some stories about the 5G, fifth generation network technology. 5G is going to play a key role in advanced retailers' world, because digital aspirations are changing. My students know very well that before quarantine period, I have been telling you about the 5G, how it will have impact through marketing. But digital aspirations to real world applications in the coming years, because it has got the ability to speed up the transfer of data by nearly 3 times. Because the 5G's true power lies in engineering, the connection of millions of devices across the world. So even there are some rough estimates I have already predicted that the improved connectivity from 5G will likely aid $12 billion in retail revenue by year 2021. Because it will be really immediate short-term forward-looking retailers have to start exploring the groundwork and continue to scan how the environment is going to change. Because 5G will give them more personalized experience, highly interactive engagement, and convenience in all shapes and in forms. Then another important trend which I foresee is that reviewing and revisiting product category, product strategies, influencing and managing shopper demand. Shoppers have grown like anything. Now they are comparing choices with the help of mouse, with the help of click of a button, and having access to endless aisles of e-commerce. So what we felt, that what was not in the store may be available on the laptops. What is not in the store is now available in mobile. So traditional retailers have also now understood of building up inventory to match the agility of e-commerce buyers or e-commerce shoppers. Because smart merchandising strategies are now cost effective. So they have to configure shoppers' test with micro brands, augment product availability with resale, And see, the word I have been using in my classes, I have been always using this word, very key word, important word, before quarantine period when we were taking classes in classrooms, I used to share word artificial intelligence, AI, machine learning, AI, machine learning, ML-based fulfillment systems. So by combining investments in AI and ML technology-driven solutions and rewriting some new product strategies, policies, retailers can be at the forefront of convenience because real time is saved and product is made available without compiling unsold inventory levels. So dear students, artificial intelligence is going to make a big change in one of the biggest emerging trends in the world of retailing. You know, in fact, some American companies and even European companies before quarantine periods, they say that retail stores are not just called retail store anymore. There is something new in brick and mortar retail trends. Retailer is not dead, but nor the stores. In Europe, sometimes in classes, faculty members say retail is not dead, but retail is not dead and nor are the stores. Despite all kind of hullabaloo about the physical stores in retail, brick and mortar accounted nearly 90% of all retail sales in third quarter of 2019. Digital natives turned to physical store pilots and traditional retailers rolled out digitally powered physical stores. So this trend may further grow and it can really pull off the convenience gambit. So irreplaceable node has to be seen in fulfillment of journey. Still, retailers are contemplating, thinking about the fulfillment centers and last mile delivery for convenient order fulfillment. But data is going to be very, very fast, and data powered experience is going to be very fast because shoppers are using their purchasing power as a demonstration of support. An empowered workforce, store employees are also now involved emotionally. So they have to also support and empower them will be very, very key trend in delivering the fast promise of convenience. And supply chain strengthening. Yes, dear students, in the times of pandemics, you know, the smart supply network is going to be a big differentiator in the world of retailing. So there are to be some important supply chain issues. Number one, rural-urban gap has to be now bridged. Especially urban fulfillment will definitely give retailers an edge to serve the connected consumer in large metropolitan, large metro cities, on emerging metro cities like Jaipur, Indore, Surat. Inventory strategy, because it has to be seen how end-to-end visibility is maintained and capability to quickly flexibility with changing demand patterns is adjusted. And also, flexible network has to be also enabled. So retailers with brick and mortars are learning how buy online, pick up in store, store to car, all options are to be provided to the smart buyers. And without further delay, data and technology adoption has to be taken up by supply chains because unprecedented visibility and insights from data is also there. So new trends are taking place. Retailers have to see the shoppers' willingness is increased to pay for convenience and organizations are also there ready to support them. That's why, dear students, the retail industry outlook is very, 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 very positive. But at the same time, we have to see that synchronizing has to be done. Sense of connectivity has to be seen. And moreover, lots of C's are to be handled because the retailers have to see that non-stop disruption taking place in retail environment is definitely going to create problems. So lots of C's like climate, we are witnessing climate now in terms of climate impact. We are facing climate with corona. We are facing corona with climate. Corona is not changing. Summers are on. The retail market is negotiating a large and fierce competition in the industry. You know, Technology enabled competitors are also stealing show. Consumers are realizing that they can have it all. Consumers are now no more old consumers, they are called digital consumers, increasingly connected, more access to information, expect fast delivery, personalized services are required. Configuration is another important C, because you have to configure it, that value chain across retail is becoming compressed. So deploying advanced technology is the need of the hour. So they have to stay competitive. And they have really, all over the world, retailers have shifted their investment strategy. So Warren Buffett once said, after all, you only find out who is swimming naked when the tide goes out. You know, that is why return on assets has to be seen in retailing. How companies can manage their ROA, because ROA decline represents a confluence of competitive factors. So world over, the retailers have to prioritize a series of investment that should integrate into their execution. So economic forecasts are not that bright, but if tomorrow has to be healthy, then we have to also be very careful. And retailers have to invest in growth. They have to look outside their shopping malls. They have to look outside their shopping centers, shopping malls, shopping super malls, super department stores, and understand how they can win the word convenience. And they have to see how transactional loyalty and emotional loyalty is merged out, how it is merged so that a very, very fulfilling brand promise with technology is provided. Because you see, IT's now changed the rules of the game. So challenges are many. Ultra personalization has to be done. Retailers have to leapfrog with their current approach to personalization, offering more than the mass customization. They have to bucket consumers into a limited number of segments, so then they can go there and approach them. Another is that important, you know, interconnectedness. Digital interconnectedness is going to be very, very important. Hyper efficiency and transparency has to be maintained. Consumers nowadays world over are expecting more and more, and they do not want yesterday's products, they want tomorrow's products. Their adoption rates is now very fast, so they also want consumers want privacy. They want facial recognition software tools are now available. So retailers have to play a proactive role in exchanging the value and safeguard the interest of privacy. Whether you are online or offline, content is always king. In my classes, I always say content is king, whether offline or online. But if it is in real time and if it is relevant, so simply having a cool technology is little more than a marketing ploy. So you have to always connect consumers to useful information. So that will only make it work for the retailers, how they handle. Because the digital consumer is really demanding too much. You know, e-commerce growth, country's demographics, mobile payment adoption, internet scope, all is going to change. And that is why companies like Google, Microsoft and other are going to create a lot of impact in the all countries of the world, how they can influence the retail business by way of providing a faster supply chain, because supply chain is going to be a profit driver. The profitability question will always be answered by the smart supply chain, because supply chain design, it's a transformation, it's a fast movement, and moreover, right time delivery at right time, inventory orchestration, on demand supply chain, because automation is now beyond warehouses. Supply chain automation is not now new thing. In fact, supply chain has to be through the consumer's lens. Consumers wants where my item is moving, where my ordered item is moving. So autonomous delivery fleets, reverse logistics, smart packaging. Yes, going beyond the intrinsic supply chain. Now even the packaging is also seen by consumers. So retailers have to see all these things. So retail has becoming tipping point. And world over, my dear students, the consumers are focused in supply chain because they are matching their demand channels. So I would request all of you that you should be understanding these all trends, and global retailing trends are going to make a lot of country risk patterns, market attractiveness, market saturation, time pressure for a new entrant to start retail business, because countries like China, Brazil, Russia, they all are now in the best of their retail business times, and they want how retail business is going to affect. Because apart from the earlier discussed my trends, the global retailing is also witnessing few more additional trends. Going internationalization. Domestic markets are almost now saturated. Retailers have started looking to overseas markets for business growth. Right from first semester, I have been discussing with you concept of EOS, economies of scale, especially in Asian markets. Similarly, Staples and Nike are entering world over. Target and dollar stores have also made inroads to grow their geographic presence aggressively in Asian countries. So further, geopolitical developments, tie-ups in companies, joint ventures, trade pacts within the regions are also facilitating movements of goods. NAFTA and LEFTA agreements are also giving extension to include some additional Central South American nations in coming years. Another important trend is that there is a value-driven retailer to values-driven retailer, because value retailers like Walmart, Costco and Target, previously they were recognized only as the destination for the monthly stock trip. Now they are improving. They have improved their shopability by providing more convenient store layouts, and shopping experience has been utterly changed. So that is making customers buying quicker, easier and faster because of the variation in the family size due to money and time constraint and due to personal and social obligations. So that is why students have to understand that, even the bookstores have changed. Earlier, bookshops were associated with the library-style presentation. But now, Amazon and Kindle cannot afford to look like old library-style presentation. They have changed. They are changing their features to guide shoppers the world over. Then another important trend is that you must note down enhancing service offerings. Modern retailers world over have to enhance their service offerings in all possible ways. For example, Walgreens, they are creating superior brand proposition around pharmacy authority and convenience. So number of retailers world over believe that launching the better services would definitely help in their retail revenues as well as traffic to stores, and which will also in turn increase the consumer's loyalty. So futuristic stores are also increasingly seeking to interact with customers. Customers are now directly talking through handsets. They can view their product information which is appearing, and across the globe, Apple is also offering free email access. Even they are also offering a lot of additional value-added facilities. Then another retail trend world over is being experienced is private brands expansion. Because of pressure on margins and drawing increased awareness to store-developed private brands, companies have also understood that third-party brands, retailers are now introducing on-store brands. Retail firms have understood that their private labels have evolved from cheap and nasty substitutes to real thing. So, retailers, have understood that how they can change these vending machines in different sizes, in different styles to meet varied needs of consumers at various locations. High capacity multitask vending machines providing coffees, snacks, drinks, confectionery items and even packed foods. Even in India, Cadbury India has also done tie-ups with the communication telecom companies like eCuba India and BPL Mobile earlier. How they launched chocolate vending machines in earlier years. Then migration of retail formats is another very important change. Over the past few decades, due to competition and entry of world's largest companies in the sector, retail formats have been now changing radically all over the world. The cooperatives, basic department stores of the early 20th century have given entry to new merchandises. Walmart, warehouse clubs, hypermarkets, Carrefour, discounters, ID, convenience stores, 7-Eleven, categories, killers, you know, Tesco group of UK, they are operating supermarkets, hypermarkets, department stores, convenience stores, neighborhood stores, mail orders, anyone like most of, anyone now mobile commerce, so cyber retailing and e-stores. So the business philosophies world over has changed, and new retailing formats is convenient in terms of one roof formula, one stop formula, time saving formula, or ease of shopping and making consumers king in the real sense. So my dear students, the last trend I must discuss with you is the consolidation. Substantial restructuring of the retailing formats is going on across the world. So companies have understood that as early as possible, if they are able to restructure their retail business, then they will be able to generate higher level of profits. So this was my today's audio session about the emerging trends in international retail business. If you have any question or any query or doubt, you can email, you can drop your question by possible modes of communication. As I have been earlier informing you and available to you, that to the best of my ability, I would like to give answers. So thank you very much. And bye-bye from Dr. Dharmendra Mehta. Stay safe, stay healthy.